You know it's fancy when they have chocolate covered blueberries. That's not a cheap fruit.
You want anything? No comment.
Speaking of cheap fruit.
Ta-da!
You want anything?
You rang?
was that a screwdriver?
No, it's just regular orange.
Just a juice.
Just a juice.
Is that your real tongue?
That is my real tongue. It is not altered in any way, shape, or form.
Wow, it's longer than I remember.
Hello. Welcome back to The Juice. I'm your host, Hello. Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the fifth horseman of the apocalypse, procrastination. Today, I'm feeling a little emotional, or maybe a lot emotional, because it's the final episode of the first season of The Juice. Yes, I know, I'm devastated too. I feel your pain. But you know what? I'll be working on some projects and taking some precious time off before coming back with some new episodes. This isn't goodbye, okay? Mommy just needed to get this paper. But seriously, I've loved doing all 45 episodes of this podcast with you. We heard so many juicy stories, not only from our amazing guests, but from all you listeners. Thank you so much for all your calls and letters. They've truly meant the whole world to me. And so for our season finale, I want to go out with a bang. Today, I'm in the Team Coco studio in Los Angeles with four of my dearest friends, and we're doing what we do best, talking so much shit in a battle royale style gossip fest with vodka screwdrivers, of course, because, you know, it's the juice. So let's give a big juicy welcome to my best friends, not yours, Alan Strickland Williams, James Fritz, Casey Lai, and Tony Soto. Welcome to the season finale of The Juice. I am your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, bon vivant, little baby boy, everyone's precious girl. And this is a very special episode because I'm here with, honestly, four of the most important people in my life. And I regret that with my whole heart.
Rank us.
Up top is Tony. No, I'm a wonderfully one of my favorite individuals, most talented drag queen I've ever called a personal friend because I don't have that many in my life. Honestly, Silver Lake icon herself, Miss Tony Soto.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tony Soto. It's good to be here.
You know what?
What a fancy room.
It's a very fancy room. And also, I should probably mention your podcast, because if I don't, you'll be mad at me.
You should.
But they're also wonderful. Host of the Gay Power Half an Hour, as well as the Tony Soto Show.
That's correct.
Please check them out.
Yes, done in a studio apartment that I also live in. Nothing like this. There is not chocolate-covered blueberries in my home.
Oh, no. That's honestly what I expect.
But thank you for having me here.
Let me turn off my phone. I don't know why I didn't do that right up top. And put it in airplane mode.
Well, you're not professional.
I'm not. And I plan on not being ever.
So it's good to be here to finally keep you on track. Yeah. So thanks for having those were kind words. But kind.
I don't really want to say much. And I probably even have less to say about this next person.
Oh, thank you.
I have a few things.
Another very good friend of mine, and honestly, another talented and amazing comedian. Also, the co-host of Gay Power Half an Hour, the one, the only, Casey Lai.
Correct him on the name, Casey.
He said my name correctly. Oh, Gay Power Half Hour.
Gay Power Half Hour. I say half an hour.
Half an hour. Yeah,
you got it wrong.
There's only a half hour on the show, so we don't need any superfluous words in it, please. We're trying to jam all the content we can into a half hour. We're very busy people, allegedly. Tony is also someone who I know and like. And I'm happy that he's here, I guess.
Am I the star of this show today?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
The direction seemed that way. I'm just saying.
What I love about this podcast is that there are producers here who will be able to shut off Tony's mic when he's talking over other people. On my podcast, podcast, I'm not allowed to do that.
Speaking of shutting off mics, let's move on to my next friend. Another, honestly, one of the sweetest, most humblest, most genuine individuals I know.
Too
another
humble,
talented,
some say.
Oh, God, fucking brilliant it. Comic.
Wait, don't interrupt my compliments. It'll be the last ones for the show.
This is all I'm giving for the rest of the year. It's only like a few days left. But honestly, yeah, the incomparable James, beautiful boy Fritz.
Thank you very much. Wow. Applause from Tony and Alan. Nothing from a snap. That's pretty good. Thanks for having me, Saul. This is great.
Yeah.
Again, the blueberries, wonderful.
And we're now down to not last by any means.
always good to start with. We're down to this next guy.
Look, the only person that I allow to be skinnier than me.
Oh, that means something. That means something.
My belly line is really pissed off.
I guess I'm breaking the law.
Also, we have the same amount of Conan credits.
Thank you.
We share so much.
Thank you.
Oh, the two-timers club.
Two-time Conan club. Yes, another brilliant, talented, incredible comedian, Alan Strickland Williams.
That's right. Three names.
That's me.
Three names. Thank you guys for having me. Three names.
Thank you, Saul. This is fun. The real podcast started in the car, so now we're...
It did, yeah. It did. I drove, which was really the
Thank
worst
you, Sullivan. Idea.
I'll tell you, you're one of the angriest drivers.
Oh, he picked me up on so fire.
And the thing is like I'm always appreciative of the ride. Yeah. I am, but I'm always like, girl, relax. Like,
Nothing says you have a bunch of successful friends like needing to pick them up for your podcast.
I accept it wholeheartedly. I do need a ride. Thank you so much.
I'm just trying to save the environment.
I'm not angry with what I do on the road. I'm just angry at the people.
Every people.
I don't act angry.
What?
Do I? Huh? I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, no, you
weren't acting. Yeah.
I don't like cut people off and hit them.
It comes off pretty natural. There's no acting about it. I mean, unless you're a natural, for sure.
Look, yeah, you're one of the only people I don't get jealous when you get a new car, because I'm like, it won't be new for long.
You know what?
And he lets us drive it every once in a while.
Which is always nice. I love our new car, by the way, Salma.
Tony has taken longer trips in your car than you have taken.
I went to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, I know. Which is funny because I had the car first. Solomon was gone. I had the car. And then Tony was like, hey, can I borrow
Daddy,
the car?
Give me the car.
For a little bit. And he didn't tell me he was going to Vegas with someone who also
Why
didn't
are you
tell me
arguing
he was going
about
to Vegas
my stuff?
With.
Do you hear them? Hear the both
because
of you.
It was mine for that month.
What is this? I have spoiled children. Yeah. I'm a
you
terrible
do.
Mother.
Thank you, Daddy.
I will just say, like, Solomon, I'm the only other one with the car.
But we're not borrowing your car.
No.
I wasn't offering.
I'm safe.
Yours has way worse gas mileage.
I'm just saving my ask for the car till 2023. I think I have a big trip coming up.
Okay.
They're like GoFundMe. You got a savior.
Oh my God. Okay. We've just gotten started and we've touched no gossip whatsoever except for yell at each other. First of all, we'll start off with Tony.
Oh shit.
You know what? Actually, we're gonna have some fun.
Yes.
I think we're gonna have some fun. I think we all have some wonderful gossip to share amongst all of us. We'll take a nice little round table and at the end, vote for somebody who had the best gossip that isn't your own.
Okay.
Oh, and we're so good at not talking over each other.
Oh,
this
we're the
go
best.
Very
we're
well,
the best. Well, here's the thing. Like, we can talk and interrupt each other because there's questions abound.
Cool.
Yeah, sure.
Are we allowed to vote for ourselves?
No, I literally said that was the second thing I said.
I don't listen to you.
So wait, is the number right that there'll be a winner, though? I got a BA in theater, so I don't really know anything about
that. You get a bag of chocolate blueberries if you win.
I win!
No, you'll get... Whoever wins gets the ride home. Everyone else...
Yeah, we're going to do ranked choice voting.
Oh, digging deep.
If no one wins first, there's going to be a runoff. I said, you're going to have to run off home.
Sounds like a drag show that I'm not hosting.
But since you're the closest to me, and that's
sure.
how I do things.
Emotionally as well. Yeah.
Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Well, further away. Tony, you grew up in... Where in fuck off Illinois?
Yes,
where you from?
Yes. I grew up in central Illinois in a town called Clinton, like the president.
That's his last name. So
yes. Clinton.
I thought you meant Hillary.
Like George Clinton.
No. It was very white where I was from. Listen, like when I came up in my hometown, like I was the interracial family. Like, they were at a limit for black folks, but newly like infiltrated by the Mexicans. So, and my dad shacked up with a white lady quick. So yeah, they were all like, look at these mocha kids.
That's not what they were calling you.
No,
it's barely toffee.
The M word?
No, they didn't like color there. But now, all of those trailer kids have little mocha kids. So I feel like, you know, progress.
Oh, that's sweet. That is.
When I think of Clinton, Illinois, I think of progress.
They have gone from meth to heroin. That's progress.
But there's, I feel like you do have a story that I think I'm not gonna prompt you outside of the story that you already have. I'll let you have the floor first.
I am a mixed race family. Like basically, my family was a lot of gossip. There was a lot of gossip, and I actually found out about my father's.
They actually call it chisme. They do.
It sounds real bigoted when you say it. Sounds real, real bigoted.
I don't know how you say a hard ass, but I get it.
That sounds racist. There's no prejudice in there. That's all power.
Anyway, you were talking about talking papa.
The gossip that I was gossip. Yes. I got gossip about my family. So back in the 90s, when you would have tanning appointments, do we all know this? Cancer coffins. Yes, love those.
Heard of those.
So I would go to my weekly 20-minute session of laying in a fucking...
Oh, you went tanning?
Yeah, tanning. I went tanning.
I don't know. I never even...
Listen, it's for us, too. You know what I mean?
Don't.
We're basically the same. I'm a mocha. Our oppression is similar.
The three white people on the other side of the table are just wild.
Keep your devil mouth shut.
We're all like, we can tell a difference.
Oh, no. She, I assure you.
So anyway.
Cold day in LA and you look just like any of these girls.
So I go get to my 20-minute tanning salon session, right? And the lady behind the counter is like, oh, hey, Tony. And I'm like, oh, hey, lady. And she's like, I didn't know your dad had a girlfriend.
Wow. Right to it.
I didn't even get to sit down for 20 minutes in the coffin, you know? I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that either. And she's like, oh, no. She's like, oh, yeah, no, he lives in an apartment building behind my trailer. And I was like,
of
course she
does. Is she a private detective?
What's that?
She's like a private detective.
This girl gave... Listen, there's no secrets in Clinton, all
there's
right?
There's 20 people that
Everyone
live there.
Everyone has the... And you're from Arkansas, honey. I bet the gossip is way thicker
from
even there.
Kentucky, you know? Our states are
same
touching
thing.
Each other.
They're the same
Good Lord,
thing.
Have
they're
you seen a map?
They're spelt the same. One spelled backwards.
They're
who knows?
Spelt the same. This is the episode we learned Tony's dyslexic.
So I was like, no, I didn't know that my dad had a girlfriend. And then she told me where the girlfriend was. So then, of course, I go and I get my best friend, Luke Hughes, shout out. I should have known there was an affair because my dad was going through it. Like, he got a Pontiac Grand Am, out of nowhere, a white one. I was like, what are you doing?
Two
like,
doors?
There's something here. Yeah, two doors.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah, I fucked in it. Then... So I found out, I was like, okay, I picked up my friend. Then I ran to my mother, of course, because that's next. And I was like, oh, girl, he is cheating on you, bitch. I got the tea, girl. So then I go to dad's because he had a restaurant. So I went right in the middle of the restaurant and I was like, you're a fucking adulterer. And I'm going to go beat your girlfriend's ass. So then.
How old are you?
Mind you, I'm a 16-year-old homosexual just running around.
No, I knew the homosexual.
She had the juice and she was going with it. She was like, talent. So I get to the girlfriend's house, right? And so I'm beating on the door, knocking. Come to find out it's the wrong apartment. So then I move.
Again, bad at maps.
I move to the next apartment and I'm knocking. And this bitch opens up the door in a house coat. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How privileged is she that she can be in a house coat and slippers at 5 in the afternoon? Don't you have a job? Is this my money you're spending? So then dad comes up and protects the lady. And then I go, get my car, and I go to my mother. And my mother is literally chucking his shit into the lawn.
Yes.
Just chucking his shit. And a cop that lived next door, he's outside all nervous because he thinks he's going to have to work on his off day. But it was wonderful. Yeah. So that's the tea.
Wow.
Yeah. And then now my daddy's mistress is now stepmommy.
Oh, she.
They live in the house I grew up in.
My mother. It was love.
Yeah, it was love.
Well, that's really sweet.
Actually, he was in love with her.
According to the Mexican ladies, she's a bruja. That's what it was. It was a spell. All the Mexicans are like, Santeria. Santeria. And I was like, well, whatever it is. She's now living in the home I grew up in because my mother is from Clinton, so she doesn't know law.
Is she still wearing a house coat at 5 p.m.?
If she's living right, she had better. Listen, yeah. That was the only thing that after things were said and done, I kind of respected. I was like, because I don't want to put on real... I put on real pants for this, and I'm irritated.
Everything about her life sounds absolutely blissful to me.
Do they still have the Pontiac?
I mean, he checked every box for I'm having an affair. Right, you know what I mean? Like, he stopped showing up. All of a sudden, his hair was more coiffed. He bought all silk shirts. It's like, who are you trying to impress?
But, well, God, that's so wonderful.
And I just want to also say, though, this happened a long time ago, so it's funny.
It was funny then.
It's not fresh.
Oh, it was funny then. No.
Oh, no. Tony's 21.
Newly. All right. We're not going to have no ageism here.
First of all, you screamed your age at your birthday at everyone that walked by you.
Well, you got to know that the Botox is working. You know what I mean?
That's some juice right there, actually.
She had better be, otherwise she's going to look like you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Exactly what I mean.
Yeah. It's rough having a woman who loves you for your mind.
Is that what she loves you for?
It ain't my wallet.
She's from Illinois.
She is. Yeah. Well, Casey.
Got hit really hard on that first round.
Yeah, doubled it.
Now let's go to Maine.
Not where I'm from.
Whatever. Yeah. Vermont.
It's the only place we know over
Land's
there.
Land's End.
Well, where I'm from and where Maine is, it was all at one point part of Massachusetts. It has now, it's been
New
since
England?
Divided.
Is it still New, is that considered New England?
Where, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's New England.
I have no idea what New England means. It's really just, is it the 13 colonies?
We were the 13th colony. Yeah. We were the most skeptical of joining the Union because of its racism.
Oh, I'm sure that was why.
Is that really the reason
why? I think that it might hopefully have had something to do with that. When I think about the history of Rhode Island, I like to believe that we were skeptical of the Constitution because of the way that they did not deal with the racist institution of slavery.
I'm sure it was along the lines like, you guys are still going to allow women to wear buttons?
We were like, lower the skirts.
No, Rhode Island was officially the first state to have an official one black friend.
We called it New Jersey. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to get into the history of Rhode Island, Roger Williams was the first.
This is historical juice. You even spit one state fact, I will throw this chair.
All right, I'll just talk about you instead.
Illinois became a state on December 3rd, 1818.
I truly wish she would stop
doing
that.
Well, Kentucky's actually a commonwealth.
Pickleball was invented by a Washington State senator.
The human head weighs.
I'm alone. Wait, what? What were we doing? Facts? Oh, yeah.
I love you. The one person not mentioning their state is Alan because he's from Florida.
Shut up. We'll get to it. Why do you think I'm going last?
Let her tell her own damn story.
Sorry.
Now, Casey, you've already been a guest on the show before.
Thank you.
How's an air going?
You have a lot to prove.
Agreed. Well, you know, I was on the first time, and I'm sure everyone loved that story. And then there was another story that I was going to tell, but it was deemed a little too dark and involved my neighbor pedophile being murdered by one of his
victims. Way to get it in there, Casey.
It was my mom. Yeah. Too dark. Agreed. So I figured, oh, you know what? I'm going to do something that I wouldn't normally do and, like, keep it local and not about, like, the state of Rhode Island, which you guys clearly hate. So I wanted to tell that story about that time in Mexico you cock-blocked me with that cute lawyer from Denver.
How is that even possible? Tell your story. Tell your version.
Oh, I love this.
Well, the best part about this story is that it was
I almost died, but this is what you want to talk about.
This is why. Can you shut his microphone off, please? I told you it was going to be an issue.
Call me out. Drag me out.
No, we were having a wonderful time in Mexico for a day. 4 out of the 5 of us. Sorry, Fritz, this doesn't involve you.
Oh, I hate I missed all this.
But it was our first real group trip, at least our first international trip. And I can't believe they let us through. And we all got there at very certain times. We were having a wonderful time there at the beach. I guess we had one night there that was really fun, and that was the first night. And then the next night, we spent time at the beach. And I don't want to use his name, but there was this... We were in Puerto Vallarta, PV. And it is miraculously the gayest place I've ever been to traveling internationally. And I have been to Sitges.
Oh my god.
Which is a gay place in Spain.
Hate him so much.
We're there and we're having a grand old time. We're it's a group of us, some gays, some straights, all comics, all wonderful, all maniacs. And I'm on the beach, we meet a nice
We'll call him
Yeah, that's not anywhere near.
And I will say, like, you know, like his first red flag was that like he was by himself and he kind of latched on to this particular group of maniacs.
Yeah, no, that's
which
insane.
was like okay, well, he's clearly got his own ish. And we were having a rollicking good time, and we made some plans. I was laying the groundwork. Come and hang out with us. I want to say
you literally just said his name, you idiot.
Bleep every single name they say. They always
including our own.
Except for Daddy and Stepmommy.
It's funny, I know that it didn't work out for Casey because he remembers his name.
Meow.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
You got me back.
So when did it go awry?
Well, it went awry. Well, so... We were, long story short, because I could go on forever.
I know. God.
We are back in the Airbnb that we're staying in. Gorge Airbnb.
Beautiful.
We're having a really good time.
Thank you, Solomon.
And I remember, I paid for this Airbnb.
Daddy. Well, hold on. That's part of it as well. So, but we're also like, we had gone out to dinner, and Tony, proving how half Mexican he is, demanded to eat the spiciest salsa the entire time. And it was really
your narrative
hot.
Is prejudice, by the way. And your narrative
know,
is always
know,
so prejudiced.
But, it was,
you're
but
always...
I was like, but I was like, this is going to cause a problem. It's so hot. And then he's also drinking some strawberry decks. And
they were margaritas.
Strawberry margaritas.
I was in Puerto Rico. If you're not going to tell the story right, Casey.
Sorry, I forget the thing you were drinking.
I can also finish your story. I was there.
I know you were there, and you do take up a central role in it in a moment. So we're, long story short, we're back at the Airbnb. Comes over to see me. Thank you. And we're all having a good time. But I will say, I don't get a minute alone with because someone else who is named Solomon, can you bleep that? Was
no,
hovering.
Keep that name. Because
he was the only cute. He was the only cute gay that we got back with us and all of that. And I just never had a moment to get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
And but what I didn't also realize was Tony had kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah, I'm bleeding out in a bathroom right now, and everyone's all worried about who's gonna fuck.
I don't think they call it bleeding out when you're throwing
here's
up.
finish your story, and I'll add the details that you need to hear.
I decided to let Solomon have the lawyer.
Carry his cross, pick that up off his shoulders.
Solomon did pay for the Airbnb. And who was
demand? You sacrificed nothing.
Who was I to demand a lawyer
first of all,
from Denver?
I think we need judgment. You need to go on judge.
Here's the clarity to that story. Did I hook up with this person? Did I touch this person in any shape, form?
You just ruined... My chance
I
of
did
hooking
not,
up with that person.
First of all, I'm just standing there being beautiful.
Okay, yeah, that is also not
it.
True.
You can't help it.
And I love in both of your minds, you're just sitting in a bathroom bleeding out. No, you're throwing up blood in a bathroom.
Like this?
You are hovering to make sure for some reason that I'm
not getting pro bono
work done from this lawyer.
He initiated every conversation with me. I did not talk.
He was a good guy. He was nice. He was
every
making conversation.
In this
just because someone talks to you doesn't mean that they're trying
Casey,
to suck you down.
Take that to heart too, Casey. Just
Casey
because
lied.
People were talking to you doesn't mean they're trying to suck you down.
We talked
Casey
about
lied.
Hooking
Here's
up.
Here's the thing.
We talked.
Here's the thing.
Lyle and I.
But let me finish. Have I
was
ever
Roberts,
initiated
was,
a conversation with a stranger in our interaction, our whole entire friendship?
Wait.
I want to hear how
and
that sentence ends.
We were going to have a very short relationship.
No, we're going to bury this right now. You answer the question, have I ever initiated a conversation with a stranger in any point in time since you've known me?
No.
He started a conversation with me.
Because he was, I told him you bought the Airbnb. And he was saying thank you.
You want me to be like, hey,
why would
bitch.
He thank him for the Airbnb?
I wasn't here. I don't know what they were talking about.
You want me to go, hey, guy, stop talking to me. Because apparently my friend wants to have sex with you. Didn't say anything about it to me. Because if you did, I would have been like, get the fuck away from me and go have sex with my most annoying friend.
These should all be Duolingo prompts, by the way.
This should be season 3 of White Lotus right here.
I can't tell you how much I'm glad we're having this out.
I'm sorry that you didn't pick up
to see this moment.
I'm sorry that you didn't pick up on the dagger shooting out of my eyes.
You're so much shorter than me.
That is fair. They were shooting into your tits. You know this story is true because I'm sure this is the feistiest Solomon has ever been retorting a person's piece of gossip.
Because you brought it up 9 million
Not
times.
Not on a podcast. Never on a podcast.
No, it's been brought up so much I actually thought I went on this trip.
Anyway.
See, this is why I like the
group chat
more than in person.
But, do I have time to tell the two other times you cockblocked me?
No. Oh, no, you do not. No, you do not.
Start your own podcast.
First of all, it's hard not to block a cock when that's all you're driven at the club.
Yeah, it's really, like, you're not.
Sometimes you're just walking into a cock because you're staring at it with daggers.
Here's one other question. How many times have you thanked me for saving your life that trip?
All right, Casey. Casey, listen.
We'll
clearly say this for the rest of our friendship. If any point in time I'm talking to a person you want to have sex with, I will always, always get out of the way.
Aww.
Except for that one time when it was a person I had a crush on that you did. Ooh. Anyway, sad about that.
Oh, that happened. That's true. Yeah.
Juicy.
Revenge of the Giant.
So much fun.
Revenge of the Giant cup of orange juice, isn't it?
We are throwing juice at each other in the studio.
This is probably the most fun I've had all day.
All day.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with our Battle Royale Gossip Fest after this brief word. We're back on The Juice. It is our season finale, and joining me in the studio are Alan Strickland-Williams, James Fritz, Casey Lai, and Tony Soto. Anyway, we're moving on.
Oh, yes.
To my beautiful friend.
Hey, what's up?
Top that.
Shout out to Alan and our straight friendship. We've never had a fight.
That's kind of true, actually.
By the way, you
want to bring that up?
Where in Kentucky is that?
From Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas, Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas, Kentucky. They're spelled the same. Which is out of everything that's been said today, that's actually the craziest.
Pretty much. It's like boob. Frontwards, backwards.
It's called a palindrome. Just in case
that's the word. Yeah, thank you.
I'm from Princeton, Kentucky. Population. Couple.
Couple
of them. Yeah, there's a Princeton. We have a Paris.
No!
We have a Cairo. It's Cairo. Okay.
But it's pronounced Cairo.
Yeah, we got a Versailles.
Ooh!
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a beautiful state.
I think you're the only one that wrote a book in that state. Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
Well, the Bible's a book.
The Bible. I know, I wrote it.
Which was definitely written in Kentucky.
And God said, hey, y'all. Yeah.
Let her rip.
And on the seventh day was Sunday.
On the seventh day, he rested so he could watch the goddamn game in peace and quiet. Because he worked all week.
Now, clearly the floor is now all yours.
Oh, man, I don't need this floor. It's whatever. Filthy. It's covered in juice.
I bled out all over it.
I don't know.
By the way, Tony's throat is fine. It's recovered fully. Yeah. So don't worry about it out there.
They're like, we're not worried. They're like, we're fine.
No, they're worried about that block cock.
It was his esophagus, and it's amazing you can still talk so vociferously and loudly and earnestly and strongly.
Already.
Gay Power Half Hour, available on iTunes.
Tell us some hillbilly gossip, goddammit.
Well, when we were talking about this shit, I realized I'm not really good at traditional gossip. Well, first of all, again, it's a sin. It's second of all.
Well, just tell us more cities in Kentucky.
But second of all my gossip is like Southern Gothic horror
whatever
stories.
Whatever would happen before Bless Your Heart?
Like, I literally have a bit on an album of mine, which, I mean, as long as we're plugging.
Yeah, plug it in. Plug it in.
As long as we're plugging, listen to the Gay Power Half Hour. About my cousin,
Gay Power Half Hour.
Kind of murdering my uncle.
Available on links.
GPHAH.
But your cousin.
Talked over a goddamn murder. It's not as interesting as not getting your dick sucked, I understand. Some things are more important than not getting your dick sucked.
Death takes many forms in this world.
Yeah, certainly sounds like a straight story, but go for it. Yeah,
tell us this tale.
Well, my uncle was a bit of a sauce hound. I don't know, not like me. Can I get another one? But like he had a troublesome kid. And he used to sell meth out of my uncle's house.
That's a troublesome kid.
Oh, this happened like
I just think meth
shit
is
about
later
15
on.
Years ago.
Okay, yeah.
When I was
the introduction of meth.
Yeah, when I was six.
Yeah.
I was like meth beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the beta testing in Western Kentucky. A lot of casualties.
It was a hit.
Yeah.
Big hit.
We lost a lot of garages that year. But my uncle was also, you know, a feisty drunk. And so, you know, when you want to sell meth out of his house because you don't have your own house, you need a roof to sell meth. You know, you're not going to drive around. He would inject with like heroin or
what?
Maybe with something to make him go to bed by, you know, and then so he could sell the drugs. And then he like killed him.
What?
Whoa, what?
This is on the... Well, I guess we're finding out who didn't listen to my album.
No. Look, I just don't retain information.
And that's what this is really about.
Now I remember now.
And then at the funeral, they played Free Bird. Because
no,
it's
wait,
his favorite
guys,
song.
I'm sorry, I'm not done. I have to figure this out. So you're drunk,
this is
uncle.
Again, this counts as gossip because like there were... They don't investigate these murders.
But so your drunk uncle needed to get up to sell meth. But
No, his son was selling meth out of the uncle's house.
So but who the died?
Uncle
didn't know.
The uncle. And we think
why did they give him heroin for no reason if he's not selling meth?
Because it was out of his house. He wanted him out of his business. He was knocking him out.
They like knocked him like how straight people like, give babies Benadryl.
He's already drunk.
I get it.
Or you know, like the Irish.
I understand absolutely. It's
I get
like,
it now.
It's like when you do like when it's like when Daddy used to give me beer. It's like
right.
Yeah. Got it. But they gave him heroin.
I'm not sure what. Again, no, there was no investigation.
What they do? Just put him in a box and bury him back in the yard.
You know,
did the cops get involved at all?
You don't want to ask questions because asking questions requires work.
I have questions, Kentucky. What are you doing over there?
Oh, now it's Kentucky and not Arkansas?
Who cares? It's the same fucking place. I bet the same politics happen in this different state. Sorry for you. Sorry for your uncle.
Oh, no.
I like a feisty alcoholic.
Yeah,
me too. I love you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're all kind of uncles.
We're recording this on an afternoon on a Wednesday, and she's got a screwdriver in her hand just
and again,
talking
this
about
is
who
how
she likes.
This is how I know the story. Like, I know, like, he basically did kill, but, like, I don't know the details because it's also, like, you know, these family gossips are kind of talked about, like, well, you know, no. And then when you ask for more details, they're like, oh, I'm not. No,
pray on it. I'm not
gossip. Yeah. I'm like, so you're
what do you
just
think,
giving
I'm
me
the
a
juice?
Yeah.
How dare you? And can I just say about this booze? I didn't ask for this, but it was here. I felt like I was on Million Dollar Fucking Bachelor again or whatever, and y'all wanted me to get drunk so I would call someone a homosexual.
No one put a gun into your head. No one held a knife to your back. You walked right up to that glass.
I haven't had a screwdriver in fucking 30 years. That's delicious.
Yeah, you like your vodka with just
water.
Just water. Normally.
Like, that feels like vitamins.
You have to understand. Like, you walk right into a bar and go, vodka and water in a tall glass. And it is just like, that's not how...
And has it gotten for me immediately? Thank you so much.
Icon.
Well, they know the consequences of not getting it for you immediately.
This voice. That was good.
That was really good. Not bad, right?
I'm actually really sad. Because you know what? I was rooting for the feisty uncle.
But everyone calls me depressive. And I'm like, no, I'm Southern Gothic. This is just, these stories are funny to us.
But there's a whole life of feisty alcoholism you didn't tell us about.
But did the cousin have a successful business after? That's my question. Like, did the cousin make some money as a result of the dead uncle?
He ended up getting
dead too.
Putting away for
jail.
Any number of other reasons.
What? What? Yeah, we're taking that part out.
No, whatever, I just feel like I'm
watching the last comic.
See, he
at
wouldn't
the store.
Know what to do with anyway. Yeah.
See, again, talk to me.
No, but he talked to you, but he also said to me, boy, that guy's really putting it on thick, huh? In the way that was like.
I love that you guys are letting hit you against each other.
I can't believe still has this much control. It's very sad.
I know.
I literally look, did nothing.
An intuitive empath Scorpio.
I'll kill
my
her.
God.
I just need you all to know. Well, I threw that in for effect.
No, you throw
Casey,
someone down a
but
path.
As an intuitive Scorpio.
As hard as you want to try, I will tell you that you know I barely tried to do anything.
No, the thing is like, in your mind, that's how it exists.
That is, that is so condescending. That is,
no.
In your little Solomon mind?
No. Big mind. Big mind. A lot of room for error.
Every thought has to make a 6-point turn.
We already discussed this. We're not going to let it bleed into Alan's time.
That's right.
Don't say bleed.
We already took enough away from Florida.
And we've given the country so much.
Jimmy Buffett, Alan baby. From beautiful Jacksonville.
Outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Not even in Jacksonville.
The duh part of Florida, as I always like to say. I will say, to connect to Tony's story, we had a tanning salon. This was probably elementary school, called Jamaican Me Tan. One of my first memories was being like, that's probably not
you
good.
You got to be kidding.
That can't be good. So Florida, obviously the land of inappropriate relationships between teachers and children,
students. The land of full-fat milk and honey boo-boo?
Yeah. No, they're from
That's
they're
a pretty
from
good
Florida?
Joke. I think they're from Kentucky.
Yeah, I think they're from Kentucky.
It's a milk and honey joke.
But anyway, so there was a teacher. Well, first off, there was... there's so much to choose from. But the one I'll go with is there is a teacher at our school, an art teacher, who had inappropriate relationships. And one of them happened during school, and then the other ones happened kind of like afterwards. But damn. With two
during
people.
During school hours?
Not during school hours. But this comes into part of the gossip of why. Okay, so. And she used to drive yellow card to school. That was her. That was why people thought she was cool. Because
the band yellow card?
Yeah. They went to the performing arts school in
Jacksonville.
Wait,
people thought that was
so
cool?
So she was like...
In Florida.
She was like straight up like... She was like as young as you could be without being a student. I don't know why I'm defending her. Anyway. So...
Babies teaching
two
babies.
Friends of mine...
Wait, are you defending the pedophile?
Two people end up having like relationships with this woman... And the gossip surrounding it was my favorite part.
Then how old are the, I'm sorry, how old are the
we
students?
We were seniors.
Okay.
We were seniors.
Like 17, 18?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And what, she was like, what, 21?
She was like, I think even less than that, yeah.
Hi, yes, this is the gossip. Well, we will not be discussing the age of consent.
Yeah. The things that went around about the first kid was that he didn't talk to anyone ever. And he only read novels that he wrote. That
so
was
she
the first...
saved a school shooting.
How many books did he read then? Because that's impressive. It's a lot of novels.
He didn't read any books. I know this kid. He didn't read anything. This is just the gossip that like came out of it. And then also the gossip was everyone started referring to him as the teacher's edition. You know how the teachers had text and said to me. Okay. So then the way that the county discovers that they are having an inappropriate relationship, this was in the days of LiveJournal. I am 30 years old.
Younger than
Tony.
And
the teacher had synesthesia. Is that how you say it?
Oh, the face. See colors.
You see colors, you see whatever. Oh. So they had an entire like, no, it's like you see like the letter A and it's red.
It makes you,
it's I like, don't have it because I don't see color, so it's
different sensory things interact.
Okay,
so, I hear it.
So they had a secret language that they used on LiveJournal that only would make sense if you like knew that, and so that's how they found out. And then I reached out to my friend to be like, "Hey, is it okay if I talk about this?" And he said, "It's so funny that you say this because." He just went to a festival in Florida and he saw the other kid that had it
what a reunion.
And so like, and I go, oh my God, how's he doing? And my friend goes, didn't look great. So anyway.
So wait, did the teacher fuck him up? Well, it didn't sound like he got any press. Did the other guy get any press? Did he get any rumors?
No one got no, because that happened after. I think that happened after
like she was gone. Grades?
After she, and they were roommates at the time too. These two guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
In their senior year of high school.
Well, this like I said, it literally went from the very end of. It happened, I think, literally our last semester of school, and she lost her job. Obviously. Because, hey, Florida, we do some things, right?
The one time.
She's now the Secretary of State of Florida. Yeah.
Oh, they gave her a promotion. She became superintendent.
And
right
she's
after.
Great. She's great.
She's changed.
She's now Casey Anthony's life coach.
Yeah, now she's fucking over all schools at once.
I'm actually trying to remember if my gossip was something I already told on the show before, and I'm trying to remember every episode we've done. I tell a lot of my own personal business a lot.
Oh, no. I just remembered something.
What?
I forgot this part.
Oh, please.
He gave him Hep C.
Oh, that's
his uncle? That's
right. Yes, from the shit.
Who, from what?
So
from
not
himself?
Only did he OD him, but he also gave him Hep C.
I'm not sure he OD'd him, but I'm sure it didn't help his hastening decline.
I hope there's a
but
listener.
I heard he did give him Hep C. And he died pretty soon, you know.
Hep C, does that mean he was like a real hep cat?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to go.
That's
you, walk home.
That's actually what they add to orange juice in Kentucky. Make sure you get your Hep C for the day, Jesus. They say.
I do like the idea of there being a listener who was like, that story didn't feel rounded out. Now.
I'm a journalist first.
Now we really got it.
Here's the thing. I'll tell this my story, and it'll be... Then we'll do the voting and be done with each other
for
once and for all. I'm just snitching on myself, honestly. It's not even gossip. I'm just revealing my own secrets. It was my junior year in high school, and I was moving schools from like Seattle city proper to like North Seattle suburb fucking bullshit area. And what I decided was that I didn't want to try that last semester because I've been a straight A student my whole life. And I was like, you know what? What would it feel like to fail every single class?
I'll tell you.
No, but see, I was valedictorian. Me and Solomon are smart people.
So, in Kentucky, honey, that's different.
This is in Washington. I'm
from Southern Illinois.
Let's not attack.
Central Illinois.
Yeah, you're pretty much hill people.
Your Central state touches Illinois. My state. They touch.
It doesn't want to.
They touch more than we do.
Anyway, how did it feel to fail?
It felt actually pretty great.
That sounds amazing.
But I also, I decided that I did not want the failure to go on to the next school. Yeah. So that since I was moving during the middle of the semester, what I did was, because you have to take a progress report, there's your transcript and then there's a progress report based on your current grade from the middle of this. So what I did was I went around and I got all the teachers to give me their failing grade, and they're all just very disappointed in me.
Like, you really dropped
this off. Is a statistic. How dare him?
Like, Solomon, this is not like you. I'm like, you know, I guess that's why it must be the move. It's just so much. Move across town.
Yeah, it's definitely not a weird plan.
But then I was like, I pretended to lose the progress report. And because the office, I was a good person and a good kid, they just trusted me with another one. So what I did was make an exact copy with all A's.
That's ultimate.
But wait, did it change? Didn't change the record. You still failed.
No. The record. Here's the thing: is I failed that semester. The semester before I did great. That semester I was only halfway through and I was failing all my classes.
And they didn't think you were being bullied or on drugs or nothing.
No,
because look, he was having the time of
Washington.
His life.
Now look, she's a comedian. You fucking failed.
Look,
Washington.
I was just going to Cinnabon at Northgate Mall, just not doing nothing and just living my best. Like it was my first attempt of being like lazy and mediocre. Because you know what? And it was a good time. And I got back to that next school. They gave me the maze that I didn't earn. And now it's in my permanent record.
There you go.
And now I'm rich and they can't do nothing to me.
Well, and if stand-up's taught me anything, it's not that now you're successful, you can become lazy and mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my goal.
Yeah. That's literally the dream.
This is what the same day that I went to that brand new school with my brand new grades was also, I walked into my English class in this like much wider school. And they were discussing affirmative action and why they need to get rid of it. And I was the only black...
And then you walk in, you're like, hello, I got here on
like
my laurels.
In the middle.
I was like, the one time!
a black person takes advantage of the system, they walk into this situation.
In the middle of the combo? That's so funny.
And then I left.
Skeeter from Doug walks in, and it's like, ah, god damn it.
But no, I left that class too and went to Northgate Mall and got Cinnabon that day. But yeah, that is...
That's awesome, dude. That sounds so fun.
I graduated in 99, was supposed to graduate in 98 because I was a fucking loser.
We know you're
They
dumb.
Didn't believe me when I brought in new grades. And like,
in Central Illinois.
You only had the one school.
Thank you for getting it.
They're like, this is a G. You got a G.
For game. It stands for game.
EA. EA plus.
Yeah.
All right.
And the F stands for.
All right.
Freedom to love. We're
gonna go around.
Okay.
We're gonna go around.
Okay.
Put in our votes. It can't be you.
Because I obviously win.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus.
Who do I think is the best?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think that Fritz is the best because I have more questions.
Yes.
Regarding that whole story.
Well, and I have nothing but fuzzy answers.
Well, but having questions for the story means the story was told.
Also,
look at the guy who complains about sabotaging my vote in real time.
I just think, are you sure? Have you really thought about it?
Don't vote Walker. Don't vote Walker.
Hold on. I'm saying also, I just heard this for the first time. That.
She was in the
beaten
middle of
dead horse right there. That horse.
You're the dead horse.
That horse is glue. No, she's glue now.
It's like hearing it's raining. Not even hitting her.
I assure you, when you bury me, my grave will say cock blocker.
I can't wait to write it on your tombstone.
Well, that's because I'm outliving all of you.
Yeah, with that tanning bed.
I remember my little Playboy stickers. You could like track your progress.
You're mostly fluids now, so.
Well, who do you vote for?
Yeah. I vote for not you.
Not Daddy's Affair.
Joni.
Wow. Not my witchy stepmom.
I've heard it before too. I know all about you.
Again,
there is no gossip.
Again, any
left.
Of you could have heard my story before. If any of my closest friends had listened to my
yeah,
one
we
comedy
heard you
album.
The first time, Fritz.
No, it's just so funny. They're like,
I know, I was
I
there.
I never heard it.
I was there during the recording.
I'm Where not talking you get to it? You, Daddy.
I bought an app.
Where can you get it? I'll fucking get it.
I will take solace.
Is it on iTunes? I'll get it.
I'll sell you. I have a box of CDs.
He'll sell you all.
I'll sell you the whole box for $25.
It's $55, guys. You'll love it. It sounds like you're there.
I'll sign them all for
anyway,
30.
Casey.
I will take solace in not being my friend's favorite, but being the audience's favorite. So I will vote for Alan.
Aw, thank you, Casey.
There love that story.
Really? A slutty teacher?
I love a slutty teacher.
The mistress is still my mom.
Stepmom?
I have to call her mommy.
You don't call her anything.
Guys,
you've never called her in your life.
Girls. We don't vote block each other.
I love this new and improved solace.
Your votes are in.
This is why the left doesn't win.
Your votes are in. Your turn.
Mine?
I'm not even
entertaining voting for either one of these two maniacs. Because they'll just yell at each other.
Every week
I vote for Solomon because he buys me drinks more than anybody.
There you go. That's
and
good.
And I'm here to buy votes.
Why would you
and
not
I'm,
vote
I'm
for
pro,
Solomon?
Pro buying votes.
All right. Well, move on.
Well, money did turn you into a Republican.
No, that's Marxism. This is a material good. He's making my life better.
All right.
I'm going to vote for myself because
you
Florida.
Can't vote for
Florida.
Yourself.
Florida.
Oh, he's dumb. He's a dumb person. Okay.
No, I'll vote for Saul.
What?
No, don't vote for me.
Y'all are bootlickers, is what y'all are. That's all I'm saying. Y'all just kissing a
this
lot of
this ballot's
he
hard to
pays
read.
For my Botox and I won't vote for him. All right.
Hey, Saul, it's time to re up.
Thank you for that. Right on my belly line. Fuck.
He's choking on a blueberry.
I was gonna say that my vote was for Tony.
Yay!
But
your vote only is the only vote that matters.
It isn't actually. Wow. Everyone's vote matters in this game, especially if I'm the winner. So I am now the queen of gossip. And that is the season finale episode of The Juice. I am so happy that I am friends with these monsters and. I truly hope we never see each other again.
Love you, Saul.
Yeah, let's keep it
safe. Ride home, right? I can't wait to get a ride home.
Be safe.
Ride home in silence.
Well, friends, that is it for our season finale of The Juice. Thank you so much to my dears and loves, Alan Strickland-Williams, James Fritz, Casey Lai, Tony Soto. Truly some of the funniest people in the world. Be sure to follow them on all the socials. All that info is in today's show notes. Please check it out. And again, thank you all so, so much for joining me on this first season of The Juice. To all of you who submitted stories, left a review, or even just listened to the show alone in your garage, silently, like a murderer. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you all so much and can't wait to get more of this juice in your ears. Before we go, I want to thank everyone at Team Coco, including our producers Lisa Berm and Jen Samples. Executive producers are Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, Joanna Soltaroff, and Nick Liao. Additional editing by Sean Doherty and Rob Schulte. Engineering and mixing by Joanna Samuel. Original music and sound design by Eduardo Perez. Thanks to the team who booked all these amazing guests, Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Our marketing team is Melinda Petro, Ruthie Wyatt, Steffi Park, and Sam Curry. Artwork by Ryan Goto. Photography by the wonderful Kim Newmoney. And of course, a huge thanks to Conan for giving this podcast a home. And you know what? We can keep in touch while we're on hiatus. You can follow me on Instagram at Solomon Giorgio or visit my website at SolomonGiorgio.com for my latest dates. If you do, you'll be the first to find out when we are coming back with more episodes. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.